It's Friday afternoon at 3 o'clock. And now, live from Paris, it's the Chris Moyle Show.
Fantastic.
Coming up today, we'll have the French National Youth Choir singing acoustically in the live lounge in our new feature, Frog Chorus.
Bad to the bone.
But now, please welcome the man who la 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 likes to please. It's Chris Moyles.
Might look same, but they don't taste the same.
It's the size of a pig's egg.
Yes.
What is it?
It's a pig's egg.
The unpleasant noise you're about to hear coming from your radio is not a mistake.
Chris Moyle.
No kinky sex thing, you idiot. No, don't get turned on by dressing up as a stormtrooper.
Now I am the master.
Hop on, baby!
And you, sir, shut your cake hole.
Shut up. Stand up and pull your T-shirt up. Don't breathe in. Just suck it in. Blow it out.
The guy must be nuts.
I share everything with my audience.
And how the crowd acclaim him.
Hurrah.
Chris Moyles.
Sarah HB for the last few hours. If you notice the lineup today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it goes like this. Sarah Cox breakfast, Jamie Theakston morning, Sarah HB lunchtime. I'm Jamie Moyles. It's a Sarah Jamie day today.
Hello, Jamie.
Hello, how are you?
Hello, Jamie.
All right. You want your headphones up louder?
Yeah, thank you. I can hear you now.
So I don't often go out to gigs anymore, just because I can't be bothered. I'm lazy. I like going home to my flat. When you live in London, you spend £4.5 million on a one bedroom box in Toxteth. No, Brixton. Toxteth, not in them, is it? Why did I say Toxteth?
Because that's your second home.
That's right, yeah. I'm so rich, I've got a home in Toxteth and Brixton. So anyway, you want to stay at home, you don't like going out that much, right? You know. And I say that one of the qualities needed to be a Radio 1 big gob disc jockey is to have no interest in music whatsoever and be completely out of touch with my audience. So I just sit at home watching old videos and eating pizza. So last night I decided to venture out. I go and see a gig at a place called The Forum in London, which is a beautiful, beautiful place. I want our boy band to play there, by the way.
Really?
Life. Yeah, I really want to do a gig there. And I, seriously, within the next 3 years, we will have played there.
You reckon?
Yeah, write this down in your diary. Friday the 14th of April 2000, Chris Moyle said, within the next 3 years, I will have played at The Forum
You're
in London.
You're dead set on this boy band thing, aren't you?
Absolutely. Flipping lootly. Dear. Anyway, so we go and see this band last night, and we go and see Elastica. You know Elastica? They were supported by a band called Echo Boy.
Right, great.
I'm getting really into my music, right? So this band called Echo Boy, come on. And to describe what they do, it's kind of like getting the Doctor Who sound effects album and playing all the sounds of sonic screwdrivers and things like that. So you get this...
Stop that, it could be dangerous.
So you get all that, right, and then heavy guitars and then drums. And the first track they did must have gone on for 8 minutes. But in the first 8 minutes of Elastica being on, they'd done four songs. You've gone from that, the first support band, right? Each song was about 10 minutes long, true?
Yeah.
And then you go, and then Elastica come on, and it's like, yeah, how you doing? Da-da! Thank you very much. And here's our next song. Da-da-da-da-da-da! And that was it. They did, like, every single song they'd ever written in about 12 minutes.
That's like hell to me.
It was all right. I must be honest, I was
You were drunk.
I was drunk at the end of the night, yes. But I wasn't drunk during the gig.
I've never seen you drunker than you were last night, ever.
No,
really?
That's not true.
Well, I haven't particularly. I'm sure you have been drunk.
Hang on. You were drunk last night.
Was I?
Yeah.
I don't remember being that bad.
Did he tell you that he loved you, John?
Hang on a second. I wasn't that drunk last night. What are you trying to say?
I know. You were just sort of like roly-eyed and a bit sort of, okay, we're going.
I was tired. Like that. Mick, I wasn't out drinking last night. Don't listen to them.
We went to a concert and we took our own packed lunch and a flask of hot soup. We didn't drink any beer or anything.
But go and buy the new Elastica album because there's some good stuff on there. There you go. That's my little gig review.
Great.
And next week I'll be reviewing Lemonheads. Comedy Dave's not here, by the way, today because it's been a bit poorly. So, because it's Friday anyway, Mr. John Culshaw, man of a thousand voices, is here.
Come on.
John always has a funny, wacky story to tell us every single Friday. Yes. John, what's this week's wacky story?
Well, my good friend, Wigan Wayne, Wayne Reedman from Wigan Wayne, he came over to visit this week, and we thought, you know, to give him a bit of an exciting day, we'll go on the London Eye, we'll go on the Millennium Wheel. So we get into the capsule and the doors close and we start to go up and the view is absolutely breathtaking.
Yeah.
Wigan Wayne gets quarter of the way up, realises he's got vertigo. Spends the whole of the 40 minutes just reading his diary, just looking at his diary, reading anything.
Fantastic. Oasis at Radio 1. Hi. I'm Jamie Thigston. In the newspapers today, according to the Sun newspaper, Playboy's bunny girls are hopping back to Britain after 19 years away. Have you heard this story?
No, I haven't.
You know, when I go through the papers, I just kind of glance at stories. I don't read them in full. I just kind of glance and see what the story is. And what I read is that Hugh Hefner, who owns kind of the whole Playboy thing, is teaming up with Ladbrokes. So my first initial thought was going in to put, like, a little flutter on the derby and a woman greets you at the counter dressed as a bunny with long legs and big boobs. Hi, how can I help you?
£4.50 on My Fair Lady, please, my darling.
I thought that would be great. I'd certainly start gambling a lot more.
Yeah, or if you want to place a bet on racing strippers.
There you go. Yeah, the bunny girls run around in a big arena.
Yeah, that's it. A big bet on the winner.
I like that idea. But then it just turns out they're building a new casino, so... That would have been great. You know, literally, you'd go down the dogs, wouldn't you? If you were coming to go down.
Good use of bunny and rabbit puns in the story in the paper there as well.
Is there?
Yeah.
Right. Can't be bothered to read anymore.
All right.
Then the Sun on page 5. They found a skull. I can talk about this, shall I? Yeah. They found a skull that some believe is the skull of Shergar, the horse. That kind of disappeared years and years and years and years ago. And what the Sun have done, to try and work out, is it or isn't it, we've got a picture of the horse's face, right, horse's head. And then the second picture is the horse's head with the skull slightly morphed in. And then the third picture is a horse's head with the skull over the head with its ears sticking out. Now, I'm sorry, but is that a little bit sick or is that just me?
I think it is sick.
I was talking the other day about painting dogs in different colours of the rainbow, and the Sun have put a dead skull over a horse's face.
Maybe it was to prove that the skull was, like, really did belong to Shergar.
Well, that's what they're doing, but, you know, I don't know. Hugh Grant was asked to sign an autograph the other day, and he politely said, I'm not signing that, because they wanted him to sign a picture of when he got arrested in Los Angeles 5 years ago. You know, when you go into jail?
The mugshot.
The mugshot, yeah. Which I think is a great idea.
Did we feel sorry for him when that happened?
Well, I don't know about you, but my view of that was, you know, that he was caught with the minger. And, you know, I think my personal view, I can't speak for everybody else, but mine was Liz Hurley, gorgeous, beautiful, stunningly good-looking woman there. Divine Brown and a debatable-looking woman there. And you go to the Divine Brown. You moron! He deserved whatever that he got, as far as I'm concerned, if it was true.
I didn't get that.
I'm sorry, do you know what I mean? You don't drive you don't buy a Rolls Royce and drive round in a, you know, Skoda. Do you know what I mean?
No.
Yeah?
What in the hell was he thinking of? He was on the sides of buses and all sorts.
But after saying that, you know, women will never understand. Because, you know, either way, whether you thought he was silly or not to do it, every single man understood why he did it. You know why?
Mm-hmm.
Because he's a man, and he has a... Now, women will never understand that because they don't have a... But men do, and it's a man thing,
mm-hmm.
right? There's certain things that men do because they're stupid. And women will never understand this. We can't help ourselves. That's the deal. Here's the scenario. You're sitting in the pub, okay? And you're supposed to be meeting your girlfriend or wife. at, let's say, 9 o'clock. It's 5 to 9. And you know that you have to be home in 5 minutes. Now, if you're a woman, and one of your female friends says, do you want a drink? You say, no, I have to be somewhere in 5 minutes. I'll see you all tomorrow. If you're a man, I've really got a bit. No, go on then. I'll drink it really, really quickly. Yeah, go on. There's just one more pint. Hence, then you're another 20 minutes late. I did it the other night. I couldn't help myself. And you can't explain it. Women, you will never understand this. Even women who drink and get the whole pub culture thing, it's a bloke's thing. I'm not being sexist. It's a bloke's thing. The same way, when you flip it around the other way, a man will never, ever, ever understand how a woman can buy something she doesn't necessarily need just because it's reduced from. Men will never get this.
That's so true.
Men will never, ever get it. Women go, but it was reduced from £100 to £85.
Bargain.
Yeah. But, honey, you don't wear a toupee. But it was reduced.
Exam Essentials. Radio 1's guide to surviving exams.
So when you really just hit me, what I've got to do to get my A-levels.
I'm crying. Over the last few days, I've had a lot of pressure on me because I've had a lot of work to get in, and I find I just keep crying at random times when people say things to me. I'm just like, oh, my God. See, what stresses me out the most is probably my own fears and my own pressures that I put on myself. I start to get anxious and nervous. I feel sick. I'm, like, worrying now, and it's months before the exams.
When I get stressed, I tend to turn into a bit of a psycho, really. I don't speak to people, and I march around, and everyone ends up hating me, and I start snapping at people.
Some people have breakdowns and stuff, and I think that's just totally ridiculous, because there's no need to get a stress for that. Just need to chill out. Because if you go into the exam stressed, then you're just going to be still stressed, and you just need to relax.
If you need some advice on how to release the pressure at exam time, call the Exam Essentials line on 0800 110 100 for a free revision planner. Or check out the Radio 1 website, www.bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
I like Left Eye, she's good. I like it when she raps. I like rap.
She raps too quickly, you can't make out what she's saying.
I like her. Donnell Jones on Radio 1, I'm Chris Moyles. There's a story in the newspaper today you may have seen. I'm reading it in the Daily Star on page 7. 38-stone gut bucket squashes his car. This guy is called Barry Austin. He's 38-stone. He bought a second-hand BMW. Within 2 weeks of having it, the car collapsed because of the strain of his weight. And the best thing is, when you read the story, it said, jobless Barry, 31, from Birmingham, said, I couldn't understand what had happened. You'd eaten too much food, you fat pig. If you eat 40 pints a night and have, you know, gobbled 7 Balti curries, then you're going to become fat, you dozy big thing.
I think I did it again.
Good luck with finding a job, though.
I made you believe. Oh, you shouldn't have.
Yeah, you really shouldn't have, Brittany, for God's sake. I'm fascinated by what he's given her. I do have some very funny options that I wouldn't be allowed to say on the air.
I was listening very closely to figure out what it possibly could have been.
Well, I've got an idea, I'll tell you later. Britney Spears, Oops, I Did It Again. Radio 1. Bob Marley coming up, Blink 182 and all the small things. After news from Cav, it's now 3:30.
Kenneth Noy gets life for murder.
Radio 1.
A jury at the Old Bailey's found Kenneth Noy guilty of murdering a man on an M25 slip road during a road rage argument. The 52-year-old admitted stabbing Stephen Cameron, but said it was in self-defence. After the verdict, Stephen's father Ken told a news conference his family's been through hell.
It's been a torment for 4 years. It's the uncertainty of knowing if we can get justice for our son, and it's tore us apart.
Superintendent Dennis McGookin, who led the investigation into Noy, thinks justice has been done.
He is a dishonest individual, and I think his behaviour in the witness box here has also showed that he is a dishonest individual. He could not face up to the truth of this crime that he committed, and that he's now been sentenced to life imprisonment, and that's where he should remain.
A drug dealer who battered and sexually assaulted a schoolboy has been jailed for life. The judge at Exeter Crown Court said Darren Collins' murder of 16-year-old George Mortimer was one of extreme brutality for sexual pleasure. Police in Wiltshire are questioning three men about the theft of more than 30 guns. The weapons were taken from an army training centre on Salisbury Plain on Tuesday night. Leeds United have welcomed UEFA's decision to ban Turkish fans from the second leg with Galatasaray at Elland Road next week. Earlier, four Turkish men were formally charged with the murder of the two Leeds fans who died before the first leg in Istanbul. There have been long delays in the Channel Tunnel. A freight shuttle train broke down halfway between England and France. Pokemon the movie opens in Britain tonight. It's the latest marketing tie-in for the craze, which started as an electronic game in Japan 4 years ago. Chris Ward from Beatwax Communications says it's bound to be a huge hit.
The characters being anti-hero characters and therefore marketing to children is about creating word of mouth and about being sort of rebellious against older people, and this fits that perfectly.
We'll update the news and sport on Radio 1 at 4:30.
Hey, you.
Hello.
You all right?
Yes, thank you very much.
Hubba hubba.
Hello, Boss Hog.
I am not Boss Hog. All right, scruffy dwarf.
Thank you.
You heard that Britney Spears record?
It's marvellous, isn't it?
Yeah, when they close down in the middle and it goes, Britney, I've got something for you. Oh, miss you somehow. Well, blah, blah, blah. You heard that?
Yes.
Do you know what he gives her?
No.
All right, well, I'll play the original version of how it actually went. Have a listen. Oh, no, hang on, that's not it. I'm taking it out of the machine. Oh,
that'll be your next record, then.
Yeah, right, thanks. It's very funny, I'll do it later. Yeah. Well, we're on for 3 hours, you know, I'll fill another link.
Do you know, if Dave were here, he'd say, get down, Slick.
Mm. Number one DJ.
We'll start that again. Can you say that's it? There's more news on Radio 1 at 4:30.
That's it. More news on Radio 1 at 4:30.
Thank you, Cav.
Radio 1.
97 to 99 FM Radio 1. Hello, I am Chris Moyles. That was Bob Marley and Sun Is Shining. Before that, Blink-182 and all the small things. Right, I have the Britney Spears thing now, if you would like to hear it. I'm so quick on the ball.
Quickish today.
Thank you. I'm quickish. I am so quickish that when I play the Britney Spears record, I have a gag about it 15 minutes later. There you go. Number one DJ, ladies and gentlemen. So the Britney Spears record, anyway, so this is the original tape of how it went. Listen very carefully.
Before you go, there's something I want you to have.
Oh, it's beautiful. But wait a minute, isn't this?
Yes, it is.
But I thought the old lady dropped it into the ocean and...
Well, baby, I went down and got it for you.
Oh, you shouldn't have.
There you go, you see?
If you listen closely.
Really wasn't worth waiting for at all, though, was it?
No,
neither do I.
Maybe he's in here. Who are you?
I'm a great big fat blob of mess.
Well, come on, Big Daddy. Give us the word.
I'm all woman. It's absolute rubbish.
Hell, it's great, though.
I'm a dreamy big boy.
Thank you very much. Come on, just read the weather. You're supposed to be professional.
I'm a bit bored anymore.
Hey, listen. Hey, listen. Amy, listen. Bye-bye. Oh, we lost the car.
Chris Moyles.
If you'd like to phone up for Dave's introductory service, don't bother. However, if you'd like to phone up for John Culshaw's introductory service, then call now. Oh, 08700 100 100. All I know about John's knowledge of music is he remembers songs that nobody else in the world remembers, and he knows every Christmas number one from what year?
About 1975 or something like that.
He knows every Christmas number one from 75. We once tested him against Jonathan King, and John beat him by miles.
Anorak.
Yeah.
So I just remember them. Just one of those things I haven't remembered.
1985.
Flipping heck. Yeah,
he's good.
Now.
He's that good.
I've forgotten.
So there you go. You get, what?
Hang on. 1984 was Band-Aid. 1986 was The House Martins, Caravan of Love. 1987 was Pet Shop Boys. Or was on my mind. What was 85? 1985 was... Oh, dear, dear.
It doesn't matter. Was it Band-Aid 2?
Oh, no, that was 1989.
All right, that'll do.
It was, not Wham! Last Christmas, that was number two. could have been Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
It doesn't, but we could be here all day. 08700 100 100 to battle it out with John Coleshaw against music from the 90s. You choose the year from 1990 to 99, and basically it's beat the intro. If you can name the artist and title, first to five wins the prizes. 08700 100 100. John's introductory service coming up.
Do I win anything?
Well, yeah, technically, because you're not staff, you're a freelance contributor. If you win, then you should get the prizes.
I'll have a mini display then.
It's either that or the £100 appearance fee you get. It's up to you. I'll take the mini display.
Okay.
But we haven't got any to give away. Is it Sia? Sia? What is it?
Pian.
What?
Hmm? The name is Pian.
But it's S-I-A. There, look.
Sorry, I'm talking about the girl's name that's about to play Golden Sloppy Service.
I'm talking about the record.
Shakin' Stevens.
Eh?
That was it. Shakin' Stevens, Merry Christmas, everyone.
Are you still going on about that?
1985, that was it.
You are very, very, very sad.
You're a bit slow as well.
It was bugging me that I couldn't remember it. That was it. That was the one. Anyway, not that that is relevant at this moment.
Right, John's introductory service coming up.
This weekend on Radio 1, it's an all-exclusive Dr. Alban Weekend. Dr. Alban Weekend. That's the Radio 1 Dr. Alban Weekend. This weekend. Only on 97 to 99 FM, Radio 1. Dr. Alban Weekend.
And now it's time for John's introductory service.
Let's get it on. Woo. Yeah, I feel good.
Right, let's find out. Mick, how do you pronounce the name of that band?
Sia.
Sia. Yeah? Where you going? Where you going? You off? And what's the name of the caller that we have on the line, Mel?
Tian.
Yeah, but you said Pian.
P-T-T-P, sounds the same.
If you can't tell the difference between a P and a T, mate, I will never go for a cup around at your house. Hello, Tian.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
All right, tell us about yourself.
I work for a television company.
Which one?
On digital.
Ooh.
Ooh.
What do you do for them?
I just work on the phones.
You work on the phones, very nice. Do you have on digital?
No, I give it to my brother.
What, you get it if you work there?
Yeah, you get it free.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Bargains.
Bargain.
Hey, can I have a job there?
Yeah, if you want.
No, I can't be bothered to turn up. Can I just have the free
Sorry?
Stuff? Oh, it doesn't matter. All right, so how old are you?
I'm 18.
18, where are you from?
Cornwall.
Cornwall?
Yeah.
Very nice.
Lovely.
You got a boyfriend?
Yes, thank you.
Yes.
Yes,
thank you. Please don't ask again.
You know what? I hate to kind of... Mel, I've got to have this out with you again.
Oh, what now?
You've said her name is Pian with a P. She says it's Tian with a T.
All right, misunderstanding.
It says she works in a Chinese takeaway and she's single. She works on digital and she's got a boyfriend.
She told me she was single. She also works a Chinese takeaway, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Are you single?
Well, yeah. Well, no, I've got a boyfriend.
It says single at the moment.
But he says that I'm married.
I said you're married or single.
So I'm not married, am I?
She said single, so I wrote single.
Okay, technically, if the question is, are you married or single, you are single, but on the boyfriend stakes, you're not single.
So I get away with it on a technicality then.
No, you don't get away with it. I haven't even brought the fact that you left the CDs upstairs yet. And you're still wearing them silly headphones with a bit sticking out to make you look like there's something out of Star Wars.
Right, leave it. Like you've got cow horns.
Yeah. So you've got udders as well. All right, so Tian, who has a boyfriend and works for Undigital, and in a Chinese takeaway. Do you get free Chinese takeaway?
Yeah, I do.
Nice. You just work where you get stuff free, don't you?
Yeah. No, you should come down to Chinese. It's brilliant.
Hey?
Lovely food. You should come down.
Right, okay, good. Do I get free food?
Yeah.
Right. Do I get free on digital?
Yeah.
No, I'm not interested. okay, right, so you know how it works. You're going to be playing against John Coleshaw today. Basically,
yeah.
You've got to guess the record before John. Artist and title,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
Yes?
Yes.
John, you know how it works.
I do. I'm sure I'm going to get absolutely hammered, but I'll give it a go.
Okay. Basically, if you know the answer, you shout out your name.
Okay.
And John will shout out.
John.
And Tian will shout out.
Tian.
Prizes up for grabs today. Have you got a PlayStation?
No.
Right, not going to give you that then. We'll give you a Pokemon rucksack and the Haunting on video.
Ooh, I saw that in the cinema.
Eh?
I saw that in the cinema.
Would you not want it then?
No, I do really.
It's up to you, me love.
No, whatever.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
She's a bit of a cocky little thing, isn't she? Isn't she? her boyfriend's under the thumb. Big thumbprint on his forehead. Right, you ready to play, both of you?
Yeah. I'm ready. Let's
what year on. Are you going to go for?
1995.
Let me just put it into the computer. Whoa, that's clever.
You haven't got a computer, Chris.
Thanks, Mel. Cheers for jumping in. All right, first track. First one in. Let's go.
John.
Yes, John.
Edwyn Collins, never known a girl like you before.
Is the right answer. It's one to John.
Sorry.
All right, one to John, none to Tian. Next, are you both ready?
Yeah.
Yep.
John.
Yes.
Alex Party and Don't Give Me Your Life or something like that.
It's the right answer.
Maybe.
I'm better than I thought.
Very good, mate. I'm impressed. It's not good. Who'd have thought you were talented at anything? All right, two to John, none to Tian. Next, are you both ready?
Yes.
Yeah. Tian!
Yes.
Yes.
Brilliant.
John.
Yes, John.
Freak Power, Turn On, Tune In, Cop Out.
Is the right answer. He is opening a can of whoop I said you love.
I'll tell you what, Tian, you started that one off for me, to be fair. When you said part of the title, you reminded me. So to be fair to you, that was all right.
Shut your mouth. I am the host of the quiz. She doesn't get anything. In fact, neither do you. So you're still on two, and Tian, you're on none.
I was just trying to...
Shut your mouth. Next song, here we go.
John, I've got no idea.
Any idea, Tian?
No.
Right, it's Nightcrawler's Push the Feeling
Out. Oh, yeah, that's...
Oh, that one.
I tell you what, I like the fact that you chose the year, yet you haven't actually got any right so far. Why did you choose 1995? Because it sounds nice when you say it?
I don't know.
Where were you in 95, doing what?
Where was I?
Yeah.
I was at school.
Has it got some kind of connection with you that you know all the songs from that year? Obviously not.
No.
All right, next track. Both ready? It's two to John, none to Tian. Let's go. I love this record, by the way.
Oh, Tian!
Yes?
It is, Night Fever. What's it called?
John?
Yes?
It's Entrance and...
Stay Alive!
Excuse me.
Oh, sorry.
Entrance and Staying Alive.
John gets the point, I'm afraid. Afraid John gets the point because you, silly woman, shouted the answer out and you didn't shout your name. You know, by the way, Dave can get that within the first millisecond of the siren. And he even knows it's Entrance featuring Ricardo DeForce. You know, because he knows all of it. Get raw with the fever on the dance floor. I love that.
You'd get three Mystery Years points for that.
All right, next one. Are you both ready?
Ready.
Yep.
Oh, come on.
John. Title is something like Papa's Got a Brand New Pig Bag. Or it was taken from Papa's Got a Brand New Pig Bag in 1982. But it's one of them new remixed things, isn't it?
But what's, John, the game is, right? Oh. Not where it's from, what it looks like, and do you have it? It's artist and title.
Do I get extra points for knowing a bit of background?
It's brackets, Papa's Got a Brand New Pig Bag, but it's called something else. Any ideas, Tian?
No. I know it, but I don't know who sing it.
Perfecto All Stars, Reach Up, Papa's Got a Brand New Pig Bag.
See, it's so obvious when you read the name out.
You know, I'm going to have to do an easy one now. Right, you ready, Tian?
Yeah.
Please get this one. Here
I'm
we
ready.
Go. Tian! You shout your name, not the name of the band!
Take that, never forget!
He's the right answer! Yeah. He's got a point!
Well done, love, well done!
Unbelievable! Good Lord. Right, so you have one, John has three.
Yay.
Next track, here we go. Both ready?
Ready.
Yep. Tian!
Yes, Tian.
Boyzone, Don't Love Me For Fun.
Boyzone and what?
Love Me For A Reason.
Is the right answer.
Yes!
Good for you.
All right, OK. John has three, Tian has two. Next track, both ready?
Ready.
Yep.
John, You Do Something To Me, Paul Weller.
Is the right answer. Which means that John has four, Tian, you have two. If John gets the next one right, he wins.
No.
Now, I'll give you the choice. Do you want what I consider to be an easy one or a difficult one? Easy, which means you could get it, but it also means he could get it and win. Difficult, that would stop John from getting it.
Easy, please.
You want to go for easy?
It's got to be your call.
Easy.
Final answer.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. If John gets this, he's won the entire game. You ready?
Yeah.
Ready.
Travel.
Tian!
Yes, Tian.
Bobby's got a brand new game. What's it called?
That's right, Bobby's got a brand new game, the Kaplunk song.
John?
No, I don't know. Hang on. Oh!
John. John? Yes, John?
Two can play that game, Bobby Brown.
Is the right answer! Which means that Tian is thick, and John, not only do you get a contributor's fee for today's programme, but you also win some prizes. Do you have a PlayStation?
No.
Well, you get a Pokemon rucksack.
Can Tian have my prize? Can I donate it to her?
No.
For sporting, all right?
Please?
No. No, you can't, actually.
All right.
So, sorry, you don't win anything.
Okay.
Is there anyone you want to say hello to before you go?
Yeah.
See you later. Bye-bye. this is the one I was going to play you. Would you have got this one, by the way?
Yes. Nobody Loves Me by...
No, it's not called that. But it is that one.
Is it Catatonia?
It's the theme to The Vice. I know that. I used to love that show.
Oh, it's
Portishead, Sour
Tired. Yeah, that's...
But you win anyway, so it doesn't make any difference. John's introductory service, everybody. Congratulations. Viaduct coming up later, plus the final of Get Down for this week. This is Fierce at Radio 1. Top song from Amanda at Synth and Strings. Before that, Melanie C and Everybody Same Again. While those two records are on, myself and John and Melinda, excuse me, went for a cup of tea in the kitchen.
We were
playing a silly game, and I would like to continue the game in the studio. Tig, right, Mick's got it. Get everyone off the ground. Everyone, it's Tig's off ground.
Tig's off ground.
Tig's off ground. We're off the ground. You have the lurgy. Everyone, I'm off the ground. Look, you can't get me. You can't get me because I'm not touching the floor. And you can't make me touch the floor either. Get off! Get off!
That's not fair.
I'm not touching. I'm still not touching because the lurgy. No! Ah! I'm off the floor.
You're assaulting the DJ.
Little slimy.
It's only a game. Two falls and a submission.
You're dead. We're going to get you. Hang on a second. I've got an idea. I'm going to go next door and get Joe, who's in the other studio. Right? Don't tell him. Joe! Tig! Right, Joe's got it! Right, anybody who sees Joe Harland around London, he currently has the lurgy. Do not go near him, right? He has the lurgy. Anybody listening throughout the building? Joe has the lurgy! It's Tig's off ground, or whatever you want to call it. If he comes near you, get your feet off the ground, he can't touch you.
Raise the gain on the audio, we might hear something.
Five. Always moaning.
We're the famous five, and we're camping down by the lake, and we need some food.
Honestly. I wish one day they'd all go into one room and knock the crap out of each other so much they never record any more singles and leave us all alone.
Sensitivity.
You're so in love that you've lost weight and restyled your hair.
Education.
You know, if it wasn't for fish and chips, you would be alive today.
Now, someone who needs no introduction. Chris Moyles.
We've been doing boy band auditions this part of the show for most of the week. I don't know if we're going to do it today or not, but I came up with some fantastic ideas last night. Some absolutely corking ideas. Now, John and I have already come up with a great T-shirt idea, which I won't say on the air because someone might steal it from
us. Save it for the first gig.
I've come up with another T-shirt idea. This is merchandise for our brand new boy band called Ghetto Life. Melinda will be the lead singer.
Yes, I sure will.
What have you been like that for? What's wrong with you?
What's wrong? Nothing's wrong with me.
Anyway, Melinda will be the lead singer. Approved by Sarah Cox, who says...
He's just very sweet.
All right, leave it. Oh. I hid that disc. Where'd you get that from?
He's just very sweet.
Because I plan ahead.
He's just very sweet.
I can play this for as long as I want.
He's just very sweet.
Stop playing that.
Hey, Sarah, what do you think of Melinda?
He's just very sweet.
There you go.
Oh, she means that when she says that.
Sarah, you know Don King, the American boxing promoter?
He's just very sweet.
Okay, fair enough.
Thank you so much.
Sarah, Jeremy Beadle.
He's just very sweet.
There you go. Anyway, so came up with some more T-shirt ideas. I also came up with an idea, because we were watching Elastica last night. And about two, three songs in, I sit next to John, and I said to John, get on the keyboards. She actually touched the keyboards yet, but she hadn't played a note, right? She had a keyboard in front of her and a mic, and she just danced around and pogoed up and down and occasionally went, yeah, no, into the microphone, right? And then when she did play, no word of a lie, she played one note like this.
I think the keyboard was just like a trestle table to rest her tea on.
That's all it was. It was just to rest a bottle of beer. That's all it was for. She didn't do it. And I thought, what a great idea, right, when we have the boy band, that we all have an instrument each, but we never play it. So one of the, I stand behind a keyboard, and all I do is rest my beer on it, right? Dave has a guitar, but never actually once plays a chord whatsoever.
I want an acoustic guitar.
Can you play?
Yeah.
Well, that's no good, then. We don't want you playing.
Dave, the photographer, taught you.
What if we give you a big, massive guitar, right, that you stand with through the whole entire performance, but never actually touch once? You just have it hanging off you.
Big like, cello.
Yeah, kind of like a big necklace that Public Enemy might wear or something like that. I like that. I think that's a good idea. So we're not going to do it. Well, I don't know if we should do auditions or not. If you really want to be part of our boy band, this is going to be one of the last chances you have.
Can I audition?
Yeah. You can sing a song if you want. I mean, for you, if you want, we can actually, because you're our friend, we can get you some backing music and you could sing a song over the backing music.
Maybe. Yeah. Could maybe do that.
All right, well, try and work out a song you want to do. And we'll do it before 4:30. John Kilshaw auditioning. Yeah. Oh, today. Okay. Right here. Right now. Right here. Right now. Right here. Right now. Right here. Right. Right, if you want to audition for the boy band, 08700 100 100, call now.
Uh-huh.
That's TQ.
TQ.
And it's a... it's a song called... Is that how TQ talks?
Yeah. Is that's it? How TQ talk.
How are you, TQ?
I'm good.
Very nice.
Yeah.
That's your new song called Daily.
Oh, Daily.
Tell me what it's about.
Daily is about, it was just a dedication to the great athlete Daily Thompson.
Daily Thompson? Mm. Right.
Because it was great the way he would jump over things and land in a big like sponge in the Olympics. And he could run fast and he was just so good I wanted to write a song about it.
What, land in a sponge?
Yeah.
What? I don't get that.
When he does the pole vault, he run with the big stick and he sticks it in the ground.
Right.
And he sends up into the air. And when he land, he land on a big sponge so that he don't hurt himself.
Okay, so Daily is written about Daily Thompson.
Daily Thompson, yeah.
Yeah, and I believe you've also written some other songs that are named after sports stars. I've got from your new album, track one is called Fatima.
That's right, she's hot.
And that's Fatima Whitbread.
Fatima Whitbread, she's hot.
Right. Mm-hmm. You've also got...
I wrote about Tessa Sanderson. I wrote about Dennis Taylor, the snooker player.
Dennis Taylor, the snooker player.
Oh, he is such an inspiration.
And what's that track called?
It goes, oh, Dennis, I think that the way you play snooker and pot balls is really good.
That's brilliant. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing all these tracks. Thank you very much, TQ, for coming in.
That's okay, Chris.
And for plugging your new single, Daily.
Daily.
All right. You know, Exam Essentials is still going on.
It is?
Yeah. Basically, if you're in a panic over last-minute revision, TQ...
Yeah.
And you would like some advice on how to pace yourselves.
Mm.
Basically, if you're crap at revising, right, and you're a lazy git, well, then you can phone a number and they will tell you, give you a little advice, little tips about how to revise.
That is so good. That is so useful. Tell me, Chris, what is that number?
Well, I'll tell you, TQ. It's 0800 110 100. That's 0800 110 100.
0800 110 100.
Yeah, or you can check out the Radio 1 website at www.bbc.co.uk/radio1. But do you know what else you get? What? You get advice on how to revise and little tips and stuff.
Yeah.
But they also send you a free revision wall planner.
Oh, my God, that is so fine.
So even if you don't need advice with exams, phone up because you get something free sent to you. And then if you don't have any friends, it's like you've got friends because somebody will post this to your house.
That's wonderful. And only Radio 1 can do this because they have the power.
Damn right, dog.
Exam Essentials, Radio 1's guide to surviving exams.
The most distracting things for me is when my friend's phone. I try to either lock myself in my room or I try to go to the library. But when we go to the library, so many of our friends are there, so we end up doing nothing. It's just like a social place now.
It's also quite a good idea to turn your mobile off if you're trying to revise, because you do get the mob rigging you up. Come on, Holly, we're down the pub, come and join us. But you've got to be strong, you've got to have willpower.
My biggest distraction is my mum just has a little baby, so she's like cute and want to play with it. And also we're on a Saturday and a Sunday, and go out on a Saturday night. So by the time Monday comes, you're really tired and you've done the revision.
Radio 1's Exam Essentials line has lots of helpful tips on how to avoid life's distractions. For a free revision planner, call 0800 110 100 or check out the Radio 1 website, www.bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Are you talented?
Oh, yes.
Could you bring your talents to Radio Ormskirk General?
That would be fantastic.
You could be working with talented people like these.
Hello, my name's Mike Charlesworth. I collect the requests on the wards for Radio Ormskirk General. I think two important qualities for collecting requests are having a pen and some paper to write the requests down on.
Hello,
this is Rob Turner, station manager. I think the two qualities you need to work at Radio Ormskirk would be an enthusiasm for charity work and to be able to work between 5 and 7 Wednesdays, Fridays and every second Sunday.
This is your chance to be part of the team at Radio Ormskirk General. You could be working with us for a whole fortnight. To get details of how you could be working at Radio Ormskirk General, log on to www.bedsidepan.co.uk. Radio Ormskirk General, part of Ormskirk 2000. One chance, one love, one record player.
Radio Ormskirk General!
You may have heard the phone calls there for the advert for BBC Ormskirk General. What was it again? You know more about the campaign.
Oh, yeah, Radio Ormskirk General. That was the station where I started
really, they're giving the listeners an opportunity to work there for a fortnight. It really is a remarkable campaign.
Once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Damn right. And by the way, we also had TQ on before that as well. It was very, very nice to hear him. Have we got time to do some phone calls? Should we play a record?
Play a record.
Hey?
Teeny bit later.
Okay, right. Melinda, find me some good calls. And I mean good.
Okay.
For people who would like to audition to be in our top boy band, Ghetto Life.
No probs.
All right, then. Pete Tong's Essential Selection tonight. You're looking forward to seeing Pete tonight, by the way, John.
Oh, yeah. Oh, who am I? Yes.
Yeah, you'll have a job. He's live in South Africa. Sash at Radio 1. I love Sash, don't you, mate?
I love him.
Love him. Nick?
Great.
Fair enough.
Right.
Sash and Just Around the Hill, whatever it is. Radio 1. Trying to get into my favourite game coming up, the UK's number one from Craig David, all after the news, read by lovely Claire Kavanagh, and Sport with Bob, it's 4:30.
Kenneth Noyes found guilty of murder.
In sport, Wenger says shoe care is a bitter pill to swallow.
Radio 1. The notorious criminal Kenneth Noyes being jailed for life for stabbing a man on the M25. The jury rejected Noyes' version of events that he lashed out in self-defence during a roadside argument with Stephen Cameron 4 years ago. Noyes already served 14 years for handling stolen gold and admitted stabbing an undercover policeman to death in the 80s. Superintendent Dennis McGookin, who led the inquiry, is pleased with the outcome.
So this has been almost 4 years since this tragedy happened on the M25.
Ken and Tony Cameron have been to hell and back. Today, justice has been seen to be done. Kenneth Noy has gone to prison for life, and we all obviously believe that that is the right verdict.
Stephen's mum, Tony, paid tribute to Danielle Cable, her son's fiancée, who'd witnessed the attack and gave evidence against Noy.
We want to express our deepest love and thanks to Danielle, who has been through so much and continues to be so strong. We love her like a daughter, and we always will. Stephen would have been proud of her.
The Turkish sports minister has accused Leeds United of trying to use the murders of two fans in Istanbul to get to the UEFA Cup final. Fikret Unlu is angry Turkish supporters won't be allowed to watch the second leg of the Cup semi-final at Elland Road next Thursday, and he says they should defy the ruling.
They can't prevent Turkish people living in Europe going to the match, he said. I believe there'll be hundreds, thousands of Turkish people there.
BMW says it's received a new bid to take over the troubled Rover Group. It's led by former Rover boss John Towers. The German car firms say they're looking at the offer. Police say they're becoming concerned about the safety of a 15-year-old boy from Northumberland who's been missing for almost a week. John Coxford was last seen in Cramlington on Saturday night. A parrot breeder's been jailed for 2.5 years for smuggling endangered birds into Britain. Harry Sissons was found guilty at Newcastle Crown Court.
Arsenal will be losing their Croatian striker Davor Šuker at the end of the season. Manager Arsene Wenger says he's surplus to requirements, even though he's done okay at Highbury.
I believe he has done very well for us. He scored 11 goals until now, but he doesn't get the games now. I think as well that at some stage you at a club like Arsenal should think the fourth striker should come out of a youth system. And that's my target.
Charlton will be promoted to the Premiership tonight if they beat Huddersfield at the Valley. They need just 3 points to make sure of top-flight football next season. But manager Alan Kirbishley is not getting anxious.
We've got 5 chances to do that. Hopefully we'll take the first one. But if we don't, we've got another 4. I'm looking at Man United now, and to be within the chance of winning the Championship with 6 games left or whatever, it's fantastic. At the start of the season, I never thought we'd be in this position.
Tim Hemman has been beaten by Andre Medvedev in his quarter-final match of the Estoril Open in Portugal. Hemman went down in straight set 6-2, 6-3. I'm Bob Ballard.
Weather showers for Western Britain and the whole of Scotland tonight. The weekend will be cloudy with showers high in 10 Celsius. What is that?
Just me singing to you.
Nice.
I forget. So do the weather. Sorry.
Okay.
Go on, I forget.
Now?
Yeah.
Showers for... Right.
Do the weather, come on, I'm only joking.
The weather showers for Western Britain and the whole of Scotland tonight.
I love you!
Thanks.
Alright.
The weekend will be cloudy with showers, highs of 10 Celsius. We'll update the news and sport at 5 o'clock.
Do you remember the time you sang on our show?
No, I have no recollection of it at all.
You were brilliant.
I know, it got played at the Newsbeat Christmas bash there.
Did it really? Wouldn't it be embarrassing if we had a tape of that to play now? Wouldn't that just be awfully embarrassing? But sadly we don't, because Mickey left it at home.
Oh.
You're lucky.
Official number one on the UK's official top 40 station.
Radio 1.